Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 255 with Amanda Pitt. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday, 11th of January, 2026. Hello, everyone. I received the very sad news at the beginning of the week that David Bolton of Dunbar's dad has passed away, and this only less than 18 months after he lost his mum, Elizabeth. David is not a country dancer, but he loves his music and is a dedicated fan of Radio GH and of this show particularly. So today I've chosen tracks which I hope David will like listening to. The dances are nearly all well known to the dancers, so we will have more music and less chat this week. Ewan and the Stagger Inn were what brought us together, so we'll start with the Tiger Two-Step. Our first country dance is Mrs. Stewart's Jig, and this version is by Jim McLeod and his band.
Thank you.
Jim McLeod played Captain Charles Stewart's Jig by Malcolm MacDonald, My Wife's a Wanton Wee Thing by Neil Gow, and then the traditional tunes The Green Shades of Gask and Kinloch of Kinloch. One of David's favourite band leaders is Robert Whitehead, and so we will have several tracks from him today, beginning with one of my favourite dances, Festival Fling, from RSCDS Book 44, for which Robert and the Danelaw Band recorded the CD.
Thank you.
Those tunes from the Danelaw Band were Castle Dykes Reel by Ian Holmes, Balmallow House by Bobby Crow, Claverhouse Reel by Sir Jimmy Shand, and Willie Anderson of Dalharn by George Bell for the Reel Festival Fling. Back in time again for one of the first three couple Strass Bays. This is Needpath Castle by Derek Haynes from RSCDS Book 22 and a recording by Jimmy Shand and his band. Jimmy Shand and his band played Dr. and Mrs. Green by Ken Macaulay-Jones, Tom's Highland Fling and Scotch Mist. Back to jig time and a John Drury classic, The Bees of Maginocketer, for which there are at least 15 different recordings. But we will hear from Robert Whitehead again from his Strictly Scottish Volume 2 CD from 1998. Robert began with the recognised lead tune of Forest Country Dance by Robert Gourlay, and the other tunes were Snowy Monday by Taylor, Jimmy's Jig by Charles Fraser Sherrett, and Martin Stewart by Graham Mitchell. Our next reel is maybe not so well known, but the tunes are all firm favourites. Nicol McLaren and the Glenn Craig Band will play for The Restless Ghost.
Thank you.
Nicol McLaren and the Glenn Craig Band played Drowsy Maggie, Sandy Duff, Tail Tottle and Tam Lin or the Glasgow Reel by Davy Arthur. Roughly halfway through and we will return to Robert Whitehead for our 8x Strass Bay. The dance is the Long Sands and quite straightforward and Robert plays it pretty nippily.
Thank you.
8 Strathspey tunes from Robert and the Danelaw from the Newcastle Life Begins at 40 cassette. Tynemouth Castle by Ian Thau, Mrs. Faye Farrell, Mrs. B. Jolly by Bert Murray, Mrs. Margaret E. Campbell by Willie Laurie, Seafield Strathspey by Charles Fraser Sherrett, South Inch House by Alastair Wilkie, Campbelltown Kilty Ball by Pipe Major John McLennan, and McFedrin's Strathspey. Now a nod to several people with this next dance, the jig Duke of Atholl's Reel. Many, many bands have recorded it, particularly in the days of vinyl and shellac. The lead tune is the Atholl Highlanders, which is one of Ewan's favourites. Bobby Crowe recorded it a couple of times, and recently Jim Lindsay recorded a tribute CD called Bobby's Favourites with this track. Jim Lindsay and his band played a set broadcast by Bobby Crowe's band from Newport in the 1980s. The tunes were The Athol Highlanders, Deanside Cottage by Pipe Major James Russell, Lady Dorothea Stuart Murray by Aeneas Rose, and Redford Cottage by William Sinclair. Another favourite tune with many people is Cadham Wood by Adam Rennie. And here Robert Whitehead will play it for the 5x32 reel by John Mitchell. Adam Wood and Pat Donald are both by Adam Rennie, and the other three tunes are traditional, The Rose Tree, The Reel of Tullochgorum, and The Rakes of Mallow. We haven't had a track from Marian Anderson yet, and one of the first times I met David and his mum, apart from the Stagger Inn, was at the Angus Accordion and Fiddle Festival in Arbroath, when Marian Anderson and Robert Whitehead were both playing one of the evening sessions. This next dance is a 4x32 Strathspey from the Belfast After the Rain book called The Pacemaker Dance, dedicated to the NHS and in recognition of one of Belfast's founding members celebrating her 90th birthday, alongside four others who, like her, all have pacemakers. Thank you. Marian Anderson's band played four of her own tunes: The Pacemaker, Sunset Over Connell Bridge, The Falling Maple Leaf, and Jean's Anniversary. Our last track from Robert Whitehead today is for the jig Follow Me Home. Tune for Follow Me Home is Miss Catherine Stewart Petty Vache by William Marshall. And then Robert Whitehead played Wee Murdie, De Sooth End by Willie Hunter, and Woodhaven Pier by David Finlay. Our last dance today is not a dance I know at all really, but a fantastic recording. The dance is an 8x40 reel called L'été en Paris, or Summer in Paris, by Shigeyoshi Kobayashi. And the recording was made by Gordon Shand and his band on a double CD called Cherry Blossom Time. It begins with David's favourite tune, The Telephone Box. Chant and his band played The Telephone Box by Freelan Barber, Lugging the Box by Neil Barron, Hutchie's Bash and Donny the Post, both by Graham Mitchell. And we will play out with Marian Anderson's rendition of the slow air Summer Sunset by Keith Dixon. I hope you've all enjoyed the music today, and our thoughts will be with David and his brother over the coming days and weeks. Bye!